Hi, this is Guernica Mancini from Thunder Mother, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Today we have a great story. We've got Guernica Mancini on the line with us today from Thunder Mother. Thunder Mother is if you're fans of the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, you know that Thunder Mother is a band that we have been really excited about for a few years now, and since we discovered them with Just a Tease and some of their early songs, and they just keep putting out great music. So really excited to meet Guernica here in a minute. But first, let's do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and you can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more stories about great artists like Guernica and all the other ones we've been talking to, Big Dead Rich from Texas, Hippie Coalition, and all kind of cool people we've had on here lately. So you definitely want to check that out, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Also, do not miss our weekly music show we do live on Facebook with my co-host Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio and Keith the Hawk Hawkins, where we actually play a lot more music, pick a fun topic, have a lot of fun, mix it up with you guys live out there in the audience, and it's a big party. We drink a lot and have a good time. So you want to go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com for all that good stuff. Now, as I was telling you guys, we have Guernica Mancini on from Thunder Mother. High energy, wild riffs, straight, great grooves. You know, kind of like sort of that based out of that sort of 70s hard rock, but really bringing it into the 2018s in a real way. The new record is just absolutely fantastic, and Guernica is relatively new to the band. So, Guernica, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So, Guernica, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, you're obviously passionate about music. So how did you get into music? Before we talk about Thunder Mother specifically, how did you get sort of caught up into music and get really interested in being a singer and in rock in the beginning?
I mean, as far as I can remember, I've always been singing and loved music. I grew up in a very musical home. My dad is a drummer, and my parents always listen to all kinds of music at home, so that was just normal. And then when I was like 5 or 6, I started singing in a church choir, the neighborhood's church choir. And then from that point on, and then I continued singing and just being in all these different musical projects. And I had like a vocal teacher, well, throughout my younger years. And then I think I was like 14 or something like that when I started my first band back home in Lund, Sweden. The south of Sweden. Okay. And it was a group, an all-girl group as well, band, because we played okay. our instruments. And then I mean, it's always been like, music has always been such a huge part of my life, and I knew from a very early age that this is the only thing I want to do with my life. It just took me a while to be like, you know, just really go for it. Uh-huh. So once I graduated from high school, I was just like, okay, I know music is all I want to do, so I'm gonna take a chance and just really go for it. So I applied for Musicians Institute, which is a school in Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, you went to Musicians Institute. Oh, cool.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, and I studied singing there, and I got the right teachers, because in Sweden at that time, that this is more than 10 years ago now, I didn't have any, like, I never got the right kind of help for my type of vocals, because I've always had a raspy voice, and it's just always been a part of my voice. But they always wanted, the teachers that I had, they didn't know how to deal with it, so they, like, I was sent to a logoped, a speech therapist,
okay. because,
so I didn't, you know what I mean, like, they didn't know what to do with me as a singer, because when you sing pop, it's supposed to be all clean and perfect and pretty, yeah. and I never sang like that.
Yeah.
So once at MI, I got a teacher. He's called Hacksaw. And he was like specialized in extreme vocals and rock, basically.
Yeah.
So with him, I started like really exploring my voice. And I mean, if it wasn't for that time at MI, I wouldn't sound like I do today, because I developed so much those years, and I really like started finding like other vocalists. Like I was when I first moved to LA, I was just like, because I always listened to all kinds of music, but I was hanging out with a pretty 80s type crowd. Okay. So they like introduced me to like Skid Row and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And so I was like, ooh, I could probably sing this. I could do this. So I took that to my teacher and brought him the like some Skid Row songs. And so Sebastian Bach and Dio were like kind of like the main ones that I mimicked in the beginning when I first started exploring my voice. But now, obviously, I love everything. There's so many great artists and singers out there. But that's pretty much my story. And then I moved back to Sweden, started a band called The Royal Ruckus, which was my like baby, just like Thunder Mother is Filippa's baby.
All right.
And we played for 4 years, and that's actually through that band I met Filippa and Sarah, our bass player. We became friends, and we stayed in touch over, you know, Facebook. And actually, Filippa booked a show with my band because she really liked my old band. So we stayed in touch, and then last year, when everything happened, well, obviously the band members quit the band.
Right.
Very sudden. I was talking to Filippa because I was also having issues with my band. So I was looking for a new bass player, so I contacted my music friends, you know?
Yeah.
And while chatting with her and telling her about my issues with my former band, I kind of said jokingly to her, like, if she would ever need a singer, then I would be there, like, I would take the train and be there tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
She was kind of like, well, actually, would you like to come and audition? And then everything went really quickly from that point.
The you are a great fit with the Thunder Mother sound for sure, and you do have a really unique voice. I mean, that raspiness is, that really stands out. It gives it like a real kind of a modern edge. Because I'm sure you're familiar with, because if you went to Musicians Institute, I'm sure you're familiar with the sort of new style of like metal singing that is really got that sort of extreme thing. And you seem to be able to bring a touch of that with still remaining with that great Thunder Mother rock and roll, you know, bass of, you know, melodic type songs.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I do think that I bring in somehow, because the funny part is that I come from more of a blues soul type, you know, music. That's kind of where I feel comfortable and the kind of music that I love. But it's funny you say that, because I do feel like with my voice, we have turned, I wouldn't say turn it, but it's a slightly heavier sounding now than before.
It sounds updated or something. It's always loved the band, but you really have brought like, and that's the thing, because the singer is such a defining part of the band. We just did a podcast on Brian Johnson versus Bon Scott, you know, and that's one of those few bands that was able to really thrive, not just survive, but really thrive changing the lead singer. You know, both singers very different. And you sound very different than Claire.
I'm so happy you say that. Most people are like, "Ooh, you guys sound so similar." I'm like, "What?"
You definitely have a different vibe going on. The whole thing is different, but it's somehow you guys still made it work. And I think how does the songwriting work in Thunder Mother? Is it mainly Filippa, or is it you guys work together? How does it work?
It's mainly Filippa, and it's always been Filippa.
Okay.
But she did, when we started rehearsing for the recording of the album, that's when you kind of figure out, okay, there's parts missing here and blah, blah, blah. So then I had the opportunity to write, because I do like to write songs and music as well. So I wrote some lyrics here and there, and then the track Hanging at My Door, that was a jam that me and Filippa had on the tour bus last summer when we were on tour with the Dead Daisies.
Okay.
So we just jammed that. And so I think that for future projects,
we're all going to be way more involved. It's just that everything happens so quickly. Philippe is already sending me like guitar riffs and stuff, so that I'm supposed to write the melody to. So I'm excited for awesome. The fourth album.
Yeah, that's great, because what this record just came out in 2018, didn't it?
Yeah, it came out on the 23rd of February.
And we're already working on the next record. That's what I love to hear. So let's take a taste right now. Let's take a little break and check it out. This is in the new album is just self-titled, right? Thunder Mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is.
So this is off the latest album, guys. Check it out. We have not debuted this yet. We're going to debut it right now. Rip Your Heart Out by Thunder Mother on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Okay, great jam, but I want to touch on something else that's a little bit different about this record. You guys is this your first record where the band does a ballad?
It is. It's the first Thunder Mother ballad.
Yeah, and it's a really, Fire in the Rain, right? Is that it? Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yes,
that is a really cool jam, and that's where we do hear the soulfulness in what you bring to the... bring to the main. Do you think that maybe in the future you guys might kind of, you know, do maybe bring in a little bit more of that sort of soulful vibe?
I hope so. I try to put my blues soul touches here and there, even on the older tracks. Like, I need to make them my own. So
of course.
for sure I'm going to try to somehow get it in there.
So are you running now? This is the thing that we've run into with the podcast is trying to, you know, we're always looking for real rockers, you know, as opposed to, I mean, there's so much like hip hop and emo and, you know, all these great other genres out there. But, you know, the sort of, it's like a archaeological expedition to go out and find, you know, great rock and roll. And you start to find, after a while, you start to find bands like you guys. And then, you know, if you use Spotify or YouTube, that leads you to other bands, et cetera. But one thing I've been really blown away by is, and really excited by actually, is that the ladies seem to be carrying the torch for real rock and roll these days. There's so many great female rockers out there. Are you guys running into that, like on the road and in the circles you travel in?
I mean, you mean other female musicians rockers?
Like girls, like ladies who are actually playing real rock, like you guys play. You know?
We brought on our Swedish on this tour that we've just done.
Yeah.
Of Sweden, we brought the a band called VA Rocks.
Okay.
Which are three girls, and they are so good, and they were our opening act on that tour. So. And we're going to try to bring them on as much as we can because we love them. They're our friends and they're really, really, they're really good.
Awesome.
So I can recommend you guys check them out. But when we're out on festivals and stuff, I haven't really met that many.
Really?
Not more than just like the front person, okay. You know?
All right.
Normal. But I'm hoping to meet more all female bands and just more female musicians because I agree. I feel like it's so funny because we had a conversation the other day with this band that they play like they play really slick rock and roll, and we were just like how we could discuss music together. It was just like we like it old school and we like it raw and just basic, and they were just using all these like fancy schmancy stuff and blah blah blah. I don't know if you get what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. Really,
it's just interesting. We're like a group of girls. We're like, yeah, I'm good with just the regular mic. I don't need more, like a lot of effects. I'm all good. Like, I'm just going off.
What do you guys have coming up? What is the next, like, because the new record just was released at the end of February. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you guys? Are you guys hitting the road really hard or what's going on?
We're hitting the road really hard, and it's like every single day we're getting offers, which is super exciting. But so far, what I know for sure is that we're going to play at this tribute thing for Malcolm here in Stockholm, which is the AC/DC, the fan club has a tribute night, fundraiser, that's how it's called.
Okay, gotcha.
So we're doing that on the 7th. Oh, next weekend we're opening for Hardcore Superstar, which is like you might know them.
Okay.
It's a big Swedish rock group. Uh-huh. They've been around for like 15 years or something. A lot of, yeah. And then we're going on a European tour, which is basically this time around, it's going to be from the 13th of May till the 25th of May. And it's every single day, but it's Paris, and then it's all Germany. And after that, we're doing festivals, so it's almost something every weekend.
Are you guys going to play the States at all, or?
I'm hoping. I feel like Thundermother as a group has like toured Europe so, so many times. And I love touring, and that's fine. But I feel like, well, what we've talked about is that this year would be a nice goal would be to get over there to the States or Latin America, you know?
Yeah.
We do have a lot of fans there, and it just would be exciting to just go abroad, you know, like further away and just see how it is to tour in the States.
When you were living here, you didn't tour. You were here mainly for school and then went back.
Actually, I lived there for almost 5 years.
Okay.
I didn't want to move back. I was like, I did smaller gigs because I had bands, bands when I lived there. And I actually played in Vegas we were in the Battle of the Bands with my old band.
Okay.
So we played there. But no, not like, it was all in the LA area.
Yeah. So what do you want? So people say, okay, there's some people out there that maybe never have heard of Thunder Mother because, quite frankly, as we've already said, you haven't really toured the States yet and stuff like that. So how would you, if you wanted to describe Thunder Mother to somebody who had never heard of them, what would you say? What would you say to get them excited about Thunder Mother?
What I usually say is that it's an all-female rock band with basically like an all-female AC/DC, which is very exciting. But I mean, we do have other influences as well, but it's just very high energy rock and roll. That's what I would say.
Love it. Hey, Gernika, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you got a minute, I'm going to wrap up the podcast. I need to do a little business with you when you're done. You got a minute to hang out?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. All right, guys. I've been waiting for this day for a long time to finally get Thunder Mother here on the podcast and meet them. I'm so happy to meet Gernika Mancini, the new lead singer of Thunder Mother. The new album absolutely kicks freaking butt. You can go to thundermother.com and there's all the jumping off points there to see, you know, where it's at. I was listening to it on Spotify. I'm sure it's at all the outlets. So check them out. Get the new record. Crank it up. These ladies are just, you know, they blew us away when they broke a few years ago, and they're still blowing us away. And so hopefully they'll get their themselves over here to the United States, and we can actually go to a show. Be awesome. Anyways, guys, that's Thunder Mother, thundermother.com. You've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Check it out, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.com. If you'd like some behind the scenes stuff, you'd like to know more about heavy riffs and how they're made and what goes into making a rock record, check out my Inner Circle. You want to go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. And there's a lot of great, cool stuff, interesting discussions, special cover songs, all kind of cool stuff out there that I can't release to the general public, only through my Inner Circle. So check it out. It was a lot of fun today. I'm completely on fire. I don't know how I'm going to interview anybody else today. I'm just going to be rocking out to Thunder Mother all day, but I'll make it through. All right, guys. Thanks to Gernika Mancini for being on the podcast today. Thanks to Thunder Mother for just keeping great rock alive and putting it out there on a consistent basis. We love it. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com, and we'll catch you guys on the next podcast.